Today's Mishnah Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. So we've been talking about the din of Shvoferet Hanod, and that's the way in which it's possible to do Hashaka. So we had a number of machlokas about this. If it's a Kli Godol, would it have to be a minimum of Arba Tvachim that was cracked open in the edge, or maybe if it's less than Shmone Tvachim, the whole Kli, maybe we could get away with Rove, or was it actually Shvoferet Hanod even in the largest? That's how we pask it. According to Chachomim, the din is Shvoferet Hanod. So all of that was talking about having a Mayim that is Mayim She'uvim, and turning this Mayim into May mikveh that is kosher by being meshik them and kissing them, so to speak, to a real mikveh. But how about if you have mayim that is not 40 sa'? So it's, let's say we've got 20 sa'. So is there a way for someone to be tevel in the 20 sa'? Yes. Because if one of the mikvaot is arba'im sa'a, and you have a small area next to it that is not arba'im sa'a, then you can also do hashaka. And we even talked about something more than that, of combining the water that was stuck in various footprints that had hardened in mud of a donkey that had been walking, if they're connected to each other by a Shvoferet Hanod, then you could actually put together two mikvaot or more that were not connected, but are only part of each other through a Shvoferet Hanod, and make it a kosher mikvah, which means a roof mikvaot. You can actually combine a mikvah as long as you have this shear of Shvoferet Hanod. A Shvoferet Hanod, however, is a little bit misleading, because the Shvoferet Hanod is this piece of horn, or today you would use plastic, that you put inside. It's a tube that you would put inside of this leather water bottle canteen, and then you would be able to drink the water out of it or pour the water out of it. But the thing is that the Shvoferet Hanod actually makes the opening smaller because of its own thickness. And the din of the Shvoferet Hanod includes the full thickness of the Shvoferet, not just the lumen of the Shvoferet. And therefore, what it really means is ka'ovya, it has to include the thickness of that Shvoferet, plus the lumen of it, the chalala, the part that it actually surrounds, that's hollows, which is, to translate into simple measurements, it's the distance of shtei etzpaot, your first two fingers, that are able to twist around in that opening and not to be caught tight in the opening. So that is, it has to include that entire thing, the thickness and the actual opening itself. Sofek Shvoferet Hanod. Sofek she'ino k'shvoferet hanod. Now, if there was some question as to whether the opening at the time of the tefillah was actually the proper size, now how would that happen, a sofek? Why can we go back and measure it? Well, it can get silted up. And we'll see that anything that silts up the Shvoferet Hanod actually destroys its ability to be b'chav in the mikvaot. So if you have a suffix of Shvoferet Hanod at the time, or suffix she'ina Shvoferet Hanod, then it's puzzle. And we have to be machmer on it, b'pnei she'hi min haTorah, since the chiv of tefillah is a diaraisa, and you have a suffix about whether you are tahor or not, a suffix about whether this is the correct shear of the mikvah, is a suffix that in Rishus HaYachid would be mechayev you to be tevel again. Now, the question is that that's sort of obvious, because even if it were a Darabonan, you would also be Sofik Tumer Brishas HaYochid. You would be Tame. So what the heck is the point being made over here, since it's a Diraisa? That's not true. Even a Sofik Darabonan is going to be Mechayev you Tefillah. So here we have the beautiful approach that the Rav Mibar Tanura explains, that that only is true, that the Sofik Darabonan is, you have to be Machmeran in a Sofik Tumer B'Shut HaYochid. That's where it's a Sofik Tuma. But a Sofik of the Shear, where the Shear would be Mirabonan, would not be L'chumra in a Erishas HaYochid. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that over here, it's not talking about a Drabbanan. It's talking about a Diaraisa. So since what we're talking about is an actual Diaraisa, the Chiyav of Tefillah, so Mimela, any Suffolk in the Shiur is considered to be in a Rishus HaYochid, is considered to be Tamei. And this is true about other Sveikot that we have about Shiurim as well. So let's say you have a question of whether there was a Kizayit from a mate or not, or was there a Kizayit min a Nevela that you touched? I mean, it could be that you're measuring it now and it's not a Kizayit, but that's because it's become dehydrated. So what was it at the time that you touched it? Or you have the question of whether a Sheretz, which is Metame, the Shear of just a Ka'adasha, which is a very small size, the size of a lentil. So there too, if you're not sure what the Shear was in that case, since over here we're talking about a Diraisa, so a Suffolk about whether it had that Shear or not is in a Rishus HaYochid, is always considered to be Tame. Another very important halacha, which is, really should, deserves its own Mishnah, but since it's a din in what it is that's Mamayat Shvaferet Hanot, we include it together with the Iker Din Shvaferet Hanot. Kol Shiyamod Kishvaferet Hanot Mima'ata. Anything that would actually be stuck, it could get stuck inside of that Shvaferet Hanot, is no longer a Shvaferet Hanot, and it doesn't matter what it is, which is a tremendous chiddush, as we'll see in a moment. So it could be maybe some type of barnacle or something that's growing in there. So that means that it's a living organism, which lives in the water, settles on this Shvaferet Hanot, in the hole of the Shvaferet Hanot, and because of that, you don't have free flow of water as a Shvaferet Hanot, or I don't care whether it's mud or whether it's other things that are generally found in the water. It's going to be Memayet the Shear. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that's not true. Because, look, consider what happens if you are Tevel in a mikveh that has Arba'im Sa'ah, and in those Arba'im Sa'ah, you've got fish. So you've got maybe, I don't know, 5 Sa'ah of fish out of those Arba'im Sa'ah. So can you be Tevel in the mikveh? Or you're trying to be Tevel in the fish? Well, the din is you can be Tevel in the fish. Because anything which is an organism that lives in water is considered essentially to be water. And therefore, if it's kosher for the mikveh, why is it memayit in the Shvaferet Hanot, is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? And therefore, kol shehu mibriat hamayim tahor, anything that is itself grows in water is considered to be the same as water. So if water is what the whole point of the Shvaferet Hanot is, then these things are essentially water. Whereas the Chachomim hold, the point of Shvaferet Hanot is not water. The point of Shvaferet Hanot is free flow. And I don't care what it is that prevents the free flow. If you're telling me that you've got water that doesn't allow free flow. So fine, so then it's still not free flow. And therefore, giving it a technical din of mayim is mei mikvah does not mean that it is a real shvoferet hanod. The hashaka has to be allowed, just like we saw that there was a din, literally a free flow, like using material, where over there you don't need the shvoferet hanod, because ipso facto it's free flow, or where you have cracks, we had the case of the baskets, you have a basket weave, you don't need a shvoferet hanod in a kli, which is a basket, even though technically speaking, it's a mechitza. That's the point over here as well. Right, wonderful introduction to the details of the shvoferet hanod. Wishing you more wonderful preparation for the Geula HaKrova of Purim. Mismach Geula LeGeula. Remember, we call Purim Geula. So hopefully now it's Mismach Geula LeGeula LeGeula. And we should have a triple whammy, Bezrat Hashem.